Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites. Another hope made of
another show. Well, it is week 11 for my No Stage Left reports, hoping one day I'll be able to return to their original name, Stage Right or Not. Anyway, last week I listed five actors who should be nominated, I think, for Best Performance during the pandemic, or the pandemies, as I am calling them, and a sterling group it was. So this week, allow me to suggest my nominees for Best Actress so far. As we know, more and more things are being offered every week, so these may be fluid nominations, if you'll allow me that. Okay, the women to beat include Sally Field in Love Letters. Now, whether you appreciate that A.R. Gurney play or not, or find it dated or not, Field gave an enjoyable and complex live performance. Plus, she had to stand up to, if not next to, Bryan Cranston. Then we have Renee Elise Goldsberry in the title role of George Bernard Shaw's Candida. There were some tech issues in her isolated space, but her charisma and charm came through loud and clear. Up next, Marissa Tomei, playing opposite the formidable Oscar Isaac in the MCC's live reading of Beirut. An extra credit for Tomei for hatching the idea of doing that plague-ish play at this time. Now, I keep saying live because it's worth repeating. These are being performed with maybe one rehearsal and on screen with actors remotely removed from one another. Then there was Frances McDormand in the Oedipus Project. Movie fans are well aware that McDormand always brings something truly unique to her roles. Well, here too in what may not have been the lead role, but it was done with subtlety and also provoked laugh out loud response, at least from me. My final nominee for Best Pandemic by an Actress is Philippa Hsu in Arms and the Man. That was one of several George Bernard Shaw plays that have brought momentary joy at this time. Perhaps I'll move on eventually to supporting performances. If so, three superstar women will leave my list. Meryl Streep, Christine Baranski, and Audra McDonald chugging those martinis as ladies who lunch on the star-studded Sondheim 90th birthday event. More power to all these ladies who are usually in demand and always working. Now, well, they may be worrying about their hair colors like the rest of us, and yet here they are, giving back in big ways. Any major news this week? Well, a poll came out confirming that the majority of Broadway's community does not think it's realistic for shows to open up on Labor Day. That was the result of the most recent goal. It's fair to say most theaters and companies are thinking 2021. Now, well beyond Broadway, one world-renowned theater is in seriously perilous trouble. Those are the words from the Old Vic in London. The West End community is gathering together to help, starting with two stars of the TV series The Crown, Claire Foy and Matt Smith, who are preparing a live performance of a play called Lungs. A socially distanced production, we are told, minimally performed on an empty stage at the Old Vic to at-home streamers. You'll have to pay a few pounds to see it, but it's for a good cause. The pair and the play, by the way, were scheduled to do it at the Brooklyn Academy of Music, but, well, that ain't happening. Finally, the Public Theater did something noteworthy this morning, actually, sending out notices that it is canceling its huge virtual benefit called We Are One Public. The star-studded event just felt wrong, explains the Public, not due to the virus. That's not why they canceled, but due to the racial crisis engulfing its city and the country. The Public, you know, has proudly been the home of so much diversity and colorblind imagination. Don't forget it gave us Hamilton, among so many others. Other news, I may be giving out the pandemies, and there may or may not be some version of the Tonys, but the Obies will go on. Well, virtually, of course. Yep, Tuesday, tomorrow night, they will be streamed on the American Theater Wing's YouTube channel, where I assume they will stay longer for your viewing pleasure. And once again, there was a major death this past week in the theater world, that of Larry Kramer, the deeply committed and always outspoken playwright best known for The Normal Heart. That was the first play to tackle the issue of AIDS head on, pretty much as it was happening. Kramer was, by all accounts, a difficult yet tenacious fighter for gay rights. Tony Kushner, in his appreciation of Kramer, wrote, "He was relentless but not revolutionary. He fed a rage that formed the words that helped fuel a revolution." Larry Kramer was 84. Now for some things you may enjoy watching. I thoroughly enjoyed the classic Stage Company's Conversation of the Week, which was with actor Stephen Pasquale. He was speaking with that company's director, minimalist master John Doyle, and it's a lovely half hour. The two were rehearsing Sondheim's Assassins when, well, everything came to a halt. Some of the words spoken here stayed with me, especially as they discuss how theater may be changed for the foreseeable future. People aren't going to be able to pay those prices, and will the tourists even come, asked Pasquale. But he says that may not be all bad. I was feeling like Broadway was one inch from becoming Las Vegas, he said, referring to the ridiculously high budgets and jukebox mania of late. But he also asked, has there ever been a time when the artist has been more essential? Well, amen to that. And that conversation can be watched on YouTube via the Classic Stage Company's site. Playwrights Horizon is offering an unusual episodic piece called Night Night, written by award-winning and prolific playwright Lucas Nath. You listen from episode one onward, each about 30 minutes, and we are in a capsule in space. That's timely. The ultimate in social distancing, and that's timely. Well, things get kind of spooky here. The Red Bull Company is currently presenting a reading of the Revengers tragedy on its always edgy site. That play was well received there when plays were actually on stages. Tomorrow at 8 p.m., it's Tuesday, there will be a reunion of the Altar Boys cast for a virtual performance of that popular off-Broadway musical. Yet another to raise awareness of the Actors Fund. I assume you can find that just by Googling the Actors Fund. The New York Theater Workshop keeps putting up material, not so much past productions as conversations with those behind the scenes. There's something up almost every day. Same with LA Theater Works, of course. You can go on its site or on tomorrowtix.com to find all the shows being offered via audio primarily. Ditto with Audible, which has occasionally taken to putting some of its countless literary works on a stage, like Harry Clark, and Boys and Girls, the latter a one-woman tour de force with Carrie Mulligan. So no shortage of things to watch and do. For some unexplained reason, I have been enjoying the Bard Talks put on by the LA Shakespeare Company. I watched my second one this past weekend. The lecturer closely looked at the main character of King Lear and explored whether his story is about redemption or despair. We even participated in an instant poll to choose one or the other. Listening to Lear described as a narcissist who has trouble with forgiveness and empathy and demands obedience, well, I couldn't help think, wait, did Shakespeare know about our future leaders? Anyway, those lively weekly Bard Talks can be found on shakespearecenter.org/bard. So, Jill, another busy and a rather illuminating week without going anywhere or seeing anyone.
Pretty amazing how it gets more and more active despite the fact that there's nothing. Everything's dark, so to speak.
I know. Well, you know, the community's done a great job, I have to say. The theater community has definitely stepped up, as has, you know, all other communities as well.
And what a difference. I understand that this is no Stage Left version 11, but what a difference from version 1, version 2, when everyone was sort of standing around going, it just shows how literally necessity is the mother of invention, and how clever people can be and how productive people can be.
That's right.
When they set their minds to it, when everybody is in sync.
That's right. First they're in shock,
right?
And then they're in sync. That's a good way of putting it. I mean, yes, you're right. The first couple of weeks or so, it's like, huh? What? When? And then, you know, each one sort of got up and said, all right, what can we do? I'm trying to think of what the first, well, pretty much every theater company started slowly putting their own material up and then doing these live performances. That was really a huge decision. But they want to work. You know, actors want to work, even if they're not getting paid, which is, by the way, an interesting issue that I heard discussed somewhere. Now I can't think what it was, about the unions and equity. And, you know, theoretically, every time an equity actor performs, they're supposed to get paid. And I don't know if that has anything to do, you know, this would take some exploring. That's one article I haven't really read about. Maybe that's why some of these plays can't stay up online too long. Maybe after a certain number, they have to pay the actors. I don't know. It's just something we're thinking about. But obviously, they're not doing, none of them are doing this for money. Nobody would accuse them of that.
Right. And obviously, this is something that will be looked at after the fact rather than in the midst. Because first and foremost, you can repeat after me, the show must go on.
Absolutely. And the theaters must be saved. I thought the Public Theater put out a really interesting statement. I literally got it this morning. Tonight was a huge event. It was basically their benefit and the list of people performing. It was sort of similar to the Sondheim 90th thing. I mean, it was that kind of a list. Everybody that's ever done anything for the public, which is basically everybody in the theater world. And I knew that was on tonight. It was a fundraiser, but I don't think you had to pay much to see it. And boy, that was a big decision to call it off because of what's going on, you know, with all the, I understand that they're downtown and who knows what would be even going on at that time. You know, who cares about, I don't know. It doesn't mean this is irrelevant. No, they just did it out of sympathy. And they say, look, well, you know, they name the people who've been caught, who've been the victims of these police shootings. And they're very specific about their own, you know, their own purpose and what they've done for that community. So anyway, it was an interesting decision. I think that'll get some attention.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.